It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 14th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Samsung is taking the wraps off its new smartphone today in New York, and the Galaxy S4 is getting a lot of attention because there's a chance it could beat Apple in that elusive and highly lucrative quality known as cool. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
You can't do a story about the contender without mentioning the champ. Here's Steve Jobs introducing the first iPhone in 2007.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything.
The iPhone did change everything, and in the U.S., it still smokes its competitors in terms of sales. Now fast forward to 2013 and this Samsung Galaxy commercial. It's set in front of an Apple store, and a line of fans are waiting for the new iPhone.
The headphone jack is going to be on the bottom.
I heard the connector is all digital.
What?
What does that even mean?
Who knows?
Americus Reed is a marketing professor at Wharton. He says the commercial illustrates what might be a tipping point in Apple brand loyalty.
You've seen this flip where Apple as a brand has gone from, oh, well, that's the unique, think differently brand, to the iPhone user as being this mindless person in the herd.
Steve Jobs famously said that customers don't know what they want until we've shown them. But some Apple fans are wondering if that business model is a little outdated. Andrew Lee has an iPhone, but he's thinking of making the switch to Galaxy for the bigger screen.
It kind of comes down to old eyes. The more I use my iPhone, the more I realize I'm squinting.
Apple believes a smartphone should fit comfortably in your hand. But Lee says that ignores the way people are using smartphones these days. It's not so much a phone, but a way to check Twitter, take pics, post to Facebook. And if Apple doesn't get hip to that, he's turning to Galaxy, a brand that is. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org.
As the interactive part of South by Southwest in Austin now gives way to the film and music folks, a lesson from the festival on shifting digital media from silliness to silliness plus journalism. Jonah Peretti is the founder of the popular online media website BuzzFeed.
We evolved along with the social web. We were great at making the kinds of content people love to share, but as the web evolved, we realized we needed to evolve with it. The same person is interested in light fare and in serious fare, and we move between different types of content, and it's a much better experience. And I think people who grew up on Facebook and Twitter are used to having all those things mashed together because that's what you see on the social platforms. And we're just a publisher that says, why don't we do that at the source and make all the great kinds of content people like?
You appreciated early the power of the cat video. I mean, early in BuzzFeed, there were a lot of sort of cute videos.
People make jokes that there's so many cute animals on the web, but if you read Philip K. Dick, the sci-fi author who wrote this book, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? The movie Blade Runner was based on it. He talks about how there's a bounty hunter who's trying to kill androids that look like humans. And the test the bounty hunter does is he asks them lots of questions about animals. And if they don't have empathy for animals, he knows they're androids and he should kill them. Likewise, when you read stories about serial killers, they often torture animals when they're kids. So if people don't like cute animals on the web, they're either a robot or a serial killer. But humans should love cute animals and love to share them and love to be connoisseurs of cuteness with their friends.
BuzzFeed founder and CEO Jonah Peretti. He spoke during the last day of the techie part of South by Southwest. And thanks to the folks at Station KUT for providing a home for us during our Austin coverage. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.